Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know, somebody just sent me the word that Virginia is now totally controlled by the Democrats. And they've made some strides over the last few years in getting more and more Democrats. So Virginia will now become California East. You watch. You look at what's going on in California, you look at the homeless situation, you look at what's happening legislatively, you look at the high gas prices. Virginia, no sympathy. Sorry, people. I have absolutely none for you because of what you did. I mean, this is the thing, and some that are jumping up and down about how great it is. Now they got total Democrat. Remember, it's not Democratic. Democrat rule. Good luck to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. You got to be part of the solution. You can't. It gets crazy after a while. You know, Kurt Schlichter is going to join us after the break. And I got to tell you, it's, to me, with everything that's going on right now, the guy has a lot of common sense. I've only had him on the show, I think, once or twice before. I need to have him on more. But it's nice to have a solid fighter, hardcore person involved in the conversation, involved in the fight. Because I got to tell you, not the personal people, but it's getting kind of old. There are plenty of people that are fighting out there, but they're fighting from the Facebook keyboard. I mean, is this really what we want to do? Is this really how we want to do this? Justin Trudeau, he had this whole blackface thing going on, right? It was terrible. It was nasty. Shouldn't be doing that. That's right. How many people got in trouble for doing that? Except him. He did it 3 times, and he got away with it. I shouldn't say nobody said a word, because that wouldn't be a true statement. But nobody got crazy about it, right? He apologized, you said he's news, nothing to worry about, keep going, nothing to see here kind of thing. All right, fine, whatever makes you happy. But a student in Colorado got a little trouble for his Justin Trudeau costume. The incident came just 1 year after the photo surfaced showing Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam in blackface. Remember that? And everybody got crazy, and everybody got up in arms over it. I'm not saying it was a good thing or a bad thing. Kobe Pete is a student government member from the CSU College of Engineering. He spoke exclusively with the local news source. Peter said that the other student government leaders voted to have him removed from the meeting without offering him the chance to respond. The leaders who told him to leave said that there were a variety of races, including white, black, and Hispanic, which made them uncomfortable. Now, while blackface is considered a racist when worn by others, Peter's noted the irony of the attack on him was because he was a black man. So he was a black man wearing blackface making fun of Justin Trudeau. I want you to think about that. They're so triggered, they can't even see just their own idiocy on this. He said, look, I can't take off my blackface now, can I? So I thought it would be cool to make fun of Justin Trudeau. But they weren't mad at him making fun of Justin Trudeau. They were mad at him making fun in perceived a blackface. And he was simply, as they would always say, you know, when they get caught at something, you know how it goes, right? Oh, he's just trying to start a discussion. He said, I was hoping there would be a lot of discussion because I chose this costume to bring out the hypocrisy that Canada reelected Justin Trudeau on the back of endorsements of Barack Obama. So we really need to figure out, is blackface okay or not okay? Is blackface okay if you were endorsed by Barack Obama? Would it not have been okay if you were endorsed by Donald Trump? He went on to say the real hypocrisy. He said, the fact that I was voted out immediately just shows you how hypocritical these groups are. Shows you how hypocritical this side of the ideology is. So I think it's obvious that the reason being that it's been taken so offensively is because I'm black. And I'm black conservative. Oh, my. I mean, that's like strike one, two, and three, isn't it? For these guys? And this isn't the first time, though, that Peters has been singled out as a black conservative student. He said that in the past he's been called a Nazi, a member of the KKK, and a race traitor. See, you see what they do? They call us the haters, right? They call us the fearmongers. And what did they just do to this poor guy? Come on, think about it. Think about what they called him out as. Think what they did to him. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Real jerks. And I mean that in a loving way, by the way. The problem with the left, especially when it comes to these kind of things, the problem with the left is that they're not honest and they're not true. They're not real about it. They don't really care about this. They don't care about people making fun of black people or white people making fun of black people. They only care about the fact that you're a conservative that doesn't fall in line with what they believe, doesn't fall in line with their goose-stepping way of thinking. And you need to go. It's that simple. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back with Kurt Schlichter right after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, I got to tell you, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there, a lot of things happening in the news that I want to get to. The third hour, we're going to talk a little bit as why would ABC, what would be, I'm going to give you a whole hour to ponder this. Why would ABC squelch a story about Jeffrey Epstein? They had the information. Why would they hold on? I want you to write some notes, and we'll talk about it in the third hour, but I got to tell you something. You know, this is just how the left media operates. Let me just get to my guest. Can't wait to have him on. Kurt Schlichter joins me, and Kurt was personally recruited to write for conservative commentary by Andrew Breitbart. I mean, Andrew, I only knew Andrew. Kurt, thanks for joining the show. I only knew him for like a month or 2 months before he passed away. And I'm really sorry. I mean, I'm sorry for his family, but I'm really sorry I didn't get to know him better because I hear he was a great guy. Kurt, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you know what? There is so much going on today. And again, this Katie Hill thing, it's like a bad rash. It kind of subsides for a second, and then it comes back and it hits you again. No pun intended, but it really is like a bad rash. It never really goes away.
Much like the defilement of that hotel room chair she was hairbrushing naked on.
That's America. Again, I had just scrubbed my brain. I used the same stuff that Hillary used for her email server, and it was pretty clear. Thanks for bringing that back. I appreciate that so much. But what is revenge porn? I mean, the left is not giving up on the revenge porn that was released on her. There's more skin on California beaches than there was in those pictures, isn't there?
The photos were horribly traumatizing, but I'm a simple guy. I believe there's one set of rules. If those had featured Ivanka Trump, would anyone have any heartbreak putting them out? In fact, they put naked pictures of Melania out. So go cry for me, Argentina, ain't happening. Don't care. I can't plumb the depths of my not caring. I refuse to be subjected to a dual track system, to have one set of rules for them and one for us. Tell me what the rules are, and I will obey those. They have told me what the rules are. There are no rules. So don't tell me about rules. Don't care.
Kurt, how disingenuous was it for them to say that there's a double standard for men and women? I mean, seriously, nobody on the left did any homework whatsoever to see how many men have resigned over the same type of things.
Everything is a lie and a scam. Everything they say is a lie. So if you understand that, it doesn't bother you. I mean, of course they're lying. That's the thing, because I'm a lawyer, and I just assume everyone's lying. But I watch these people, you know, and I watch conservatives go, well, they're lying. Yeah, they are. They're lying. And they don't care that you know it.
No. You know, it's almost like they're right in your face with it. They know that you know they're lying, but they're not going to give it any credence whatsoever. She picks up in her conversations, in her farewell speech, not one word about what she did wrong, in essence, but just about how misogynistic it was, you know, how bad men are. And, you know, and what she's had to put up with since she's been in Congress. I find it just glows with hypocrisy. And again, nobody on their side would ever call them out. But for her to resign that quick, Pelosi, she's not an idiot. As much as we like to make fun of her, she is not an idiot. And I am sure that she looked at Hill and said, look, we haven't got time for this. There's more out there. You need to go. You think?
Oh, well, I think there are plenty of rumors about how there's more out there. And I'm not sure that the Justice Department's finished with her.
Really?
Well, they're you know. Look, if you happen to behave like a complete weirdo in one part of your life, a good chance you're a freak in all the others. And I would not be surprised to see some problems with the feds come along.
Yeah, see, my
I don't know, but yeah. Would it shock me? It would not shock
no.
me.
My biggest concern was if those pictures, remember they were screaming about Donald Trump. Look at these pictures of Trump with the naked Russian prostitutes, not Ukrainian, by the way, they were Russian. Anyhow, we got the pictures, and now they've got something on him, and he's a danger to national security.
Well, yeah, I bet they would have gone all, if they actually had naked pictures of Trump with Trump with hookers, I'm sure they would have been all, well, we can't possibly publish these.
No.
I can't. I never. Yeah. Again, there are no rules, so when they lecture me about rules, it's simply an occasion to laugh at them.
Well, it is, and I guess the hypocrisy for me, look, the pictures, again, like you said, we've seen worse or we've had worse stories come down the road, but I think the pictures took away from the real problem here. And the real problem, I mean, she was on some pretty powerful subcommittees. She was part of that whole Me Too, right? And we talked about that from the day she got on the...
Well, you got to understand, Me Too is a giant lie.
I agree.
Me Too is designed for a certain subset of less powerful elite women to gain power at the expense of more powerful men. It's a fight within a bunch of... our culture spoiled brats. Do you see any of these Me Too women cruising out to their local Walmart to make sure the Democrat donors who run Walmart aren't exploiting non-elite women? Oh, come on. They're conspiring to disempower and disenfranchise non-elite women. This Me Too was simply a fight between a bunch of snobs.
I agree to you to a point, but I think what's happened with the Me Too movement with Weinstein, if they were really behind that, if it was really all about the women, how did 16 assistants get away with leading these girls to Weinstein's hotel rooms and the office? They knew what was going on.
Because it was never about the women. It was never about the women. It's a power thing. It's just like Epstein. You know, with this, ABC News, our media betters, our brave truth tellers of truth, suddenly getting the heebie-jeebies about doing the Epstein interview, but boy, they couldn't print Kavanaugh gossip fast enough.
Oh yeah. Well,
have to say it. Epstein didn't kill himself. Just throw that out there, by the way, if you want to read my town hall entitled The Glory of the Epstein Didn't Kill Himself meme, check it out on Thursday at town hall.
God bless. You know, I look at this stuff and I say, they really expect people to swallow this stuff. And if you think about this, right, you got de Blasio comes out and says, look, I don't want to question my medical examiner, but I think something's wrong here. Listen, I want to keep you over for a few minutes. The other side of the break, I want to talk about what Trump is actually doing to the elites. You call it out great in the piece you have up on Town Hall right now. Show us in your house. Be back more with Kurt Flichter right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Trump's top aide, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, won't answer the call to testify in the impeachment inquiry. Another key witness is changing his story. America's EU ambassador, Gordon Sondland, now says he recalls telling a Ukrainian official that military aid would probably be held up unless a corruption probe was announced. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says in a statement, both transcripts released show even less evidence for this illegitimate impeachment sham than previously thought. Ambassador Sondland squarely states that he did not know and still does not know when, why, or by whom the aid was suspended. He also said he presumed there was a link to the aid, but cannot identify any solid source for that assumption. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points, the S&P 500 down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being in the conversation. Listen, if you want, if you don't want to email, I mean, we get killed everywhere with some of the stuff. If you really want to know when the show's starting and what's going on, we do text alerts. So text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And that's really the best way to do it. Because I want you involved and I want you engaged. Please don't be one of those people that keeps spewing what you see on Twitter. Or if you spew the party line, you know I hang up on you, right? That's what I do when you guys call and just, you're just regurgitating what you're hearing from the Republican Party. Don't do that. Anyhow, Kurt Schlichter joins me, and I'm really having a good time with him on the show tonight. He's a named partner in a growing Los Angeles trial lawyer and a retired Army infantry colonel with a master's in strategic studies from the United States Army War College, and I love this, your former stand-up comic. I mean...
Yes, I am hilarious.
I mean, I would love to see a closing argument with you throwing a little of that stand-up comedy into it at the same time.
Yeah, I...
I'm just...
Unfortunately, trials are not a great place to do bits.
So,
you know, it's super risky, and that's dice I don't want to throw.
If you head over,
I'm a very different Kurt in court.
Okay. Oh, no, I understand, but I get such a kick out of it. I think that some of these people knew what jobs certain people we have a lot of respect for did before they got into their current profession. We would be rolling laughing half the time. But you've proven a point. You've got a piece up on Town Hall right now where Trump is derailing the elite's gravy train. And, you know, I said to you during the break, I've been talking about this for a while now and saying, look, it's not Trump that they hate. It's what he stands for. It's what you can't do to him. Because Republicans and Democrats are very much the same at a lot of levels. And when they get into Congress, I mean, there's people there who couldn't afford a suit when they went there. Now they've got three homes across the country. It is
I know, weird, huh? Yeah. Who would have thought working for the government would make you rich?
They must have some investment program.
Look at Joe Biden.
Us about. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, look at his son, Snorty.
Well,
the Snorchinette son, Hoover Biden.
Look at, I love how they try to justify this job with the energy company. Right, here's a kid. The only energy he had was running to go pick up his dope, and
well, no, give him more credit. He had paternity suit, so apparently he had a little libido energy.
But you know, he got absolutely no experience in this area, and they're actually justifying, and it wasn't 50. My understanding was a heck of a lot more than $50,000 a month. Nobody's actually putting their finger on the number.
Well, he had to support his brother's widow.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kurt. You're right.
Dude, I mean, it's like, how stupid do you think we are? Do you think they would, some Russian Ukrainian oligarch was like, wow, look at this resume. Man! Thrown out of the Navy for drugs, he's been in rehab, left his crack pipe in a car, paternity suits. Hey, let's hire this guy. Hey, look, a bonus! He's the vice president's son!
Yeah.
What a coincidence!
You agree that Trump's biggest, or their biggest problem with Trump is he doesn't fall in line with what they perceive D.C. to be. What they want.
It's even more than that. He has nothing but contempt for them, and he doesn't fear or respect them. And fear and respect are what kept, you know, order, what kept them in power.
Mm.
You know, look at the Bill Kristols and the other Fred O'Connell loser, cruise-shilling hack Republicans. I mean, you know, the guys who wanted to sit at the kiddie table.
Right.
These guys, I mean, they had their place. They all have their place. It's a giant scam. And we're supposed to work to support it. It's like Hunger Games, right? The Hunger Games movie, except without
right.
cute girls. Instead of like cute girls going to Washington, only ugly people and Katie Hill go. But I repeat myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, they're angry because Trump's like, you're scumbags. I don't care about you. I don't think you're smart or special. I certainly don't think that you have some sort of God-given right to rule over us. He just doesn't. It drives them crazy that they can't have their way, which is great.
I went back and forth with a staunch, or what he perceived to be a staunch conservative, about the way the president talked about the ISIS, al-Baghdadi. And called him a dog. He died like a dog. You know. Obviously, it's an insult to the dog. But the bottom line with it is, it wasn't presidential. I said, this man is responsible for brutally killing tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. And you're worried about how the president talked about his death? Are we serious?
Well, look, all these rules about how you're supposed to be presidential, right?
Gone.
Are rules designed to jam us up and limit our ability to undermine their power. They didn't apply to Bill Clinton, you know, when he was Katie Hilling, his girlfriend, in the Oval Office. Didn't apply to him. It doesn't ever apply. You think it applied to was Weinstein when he wasn't busy partying with Hillary? Was he the soul of decorum? It is a lie and a scam designed to jam us up. And any Republican who falls for it, who says, oh, well, I never, that's not who we are. We're better than that. We should have honor, is trying to grift you.
Yeah. Kurt, do you remember when Weinstein first got caught and the president came out to the, I think it was out on the South Lawn and the reporters were there and he said, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This goes so much deeper than just him. And I would imagine with the money he had and the influence he had over the years, he got invited to or found out about many of these kind of things going on, not just in Hollywood, but in D.C. and other places. And, I'm believing that he's going to have his people like the AG root a lot of this stuff out and go after more of this as the days go on. Am I close?
Well, look, that's one reason they desperately want to take back power is to prevent us from ever again asserting our God-given right to rule ourselves. This is really about who's going to rule us.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because if you watch them, you know, they want to limit our ability to speak, our ability to communicate. They want to limit our religion. They want to limit our right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. Those things, all those, you know, they don't care if people have guns. In Chicago, they have guns that kill each other all the time. They care that we have guns because if we have guns, then we have power.
Well, you know, you brought up Chicago. One of my favorite things to do on the show is to say, look, they're killing 9, 10, 12, 15 people a week in Chicago. Maybe Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and President Oblamo should get together, and they should take back the streets of Chicago. Do you million?
Well, why would they do that? They don't care about the people killing each other in Chicago.
And
it
no money.
Doesn't matter to them at all. Zero. You can tell that by the way they've been in complete power of Chicago for as long as anyone can remember and have done nothing.
Yep.
Okay? There's your evidence. They don't care. See, you're doing it again. You're applying facts and logic and assuming goodwill. Don't instead, analyze it this way. What will gain them power? And that's what they will do every single time. The Kurt Schlichter test. What position will gain liberals power? And I will always be right. I will never be wrong. You cannot name me a liberal policy that results in them losing any amount of power or even risking it.
No, they are so, you know, and I've gotten tainted doing the show now a little over 10 years. And I used to like to believe, I lived in Fantasyland over there in Disney, and I used to like to believe there were two parties. I don't believe that anymore, not even close. And when I see how they operate together, what they do together, how they won't. I think in the last election, there were a lot of rhinos that were voted out of Congress. And I think that they wouldn't stick up for the president. They wouldn't stick up for his principles. And many Republicans were irritated with them. Said, see you later. There's no difference between the R and the D at this point. I'm dying to see.
Well, that's because they're all in the elite. You look at who is George Bush friends with? Is he friends with the Clintons, or is he friends with people like you and me? The ones who supported him, the ones who got him elected, the ones who defended him when no one else could. Who is he friends with? Who has he chosen to be friends with? You?
Yeah. No.
Or
no. Couldn't spell my name to save his life. Kirk, thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time. You're up on Town Hall, and your new column's coming out on Thursday, you said.
Thursday.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah,
thanks
and it's
being...
about Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, come on. You saw the medical exam report. All right, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it. Show us in your
life.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, absolutely. Don't you love it? Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Don't be, please don't be. Don't be part of the problem. Okay? Seriously. There is so much going on. You need to get informed. You need to get engaged. You need to figure things out. And don't do it by reading other people's tweets and all that stuff. Do a little homework on your own. I don't think that's asking for too much. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to hold back on the Epstein stuff until the next hour. Because there's so much to play with there. There's so much going on there. But I think you heard me talking with Kurt about where the president is at. And he's so right. You know, he doesn't care. Trump just doesn't care what the other people think. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, successful businessmen they don't take the consensus of the people that, that they work with, work for, or that work for them. They didn't become successful by asking everybody in the company, hey, raise your hand if you think we ought to go in this direction. No, they make decisions. They make decisions. They make things happen. They don't have time to play around. And Trump is doing the same thing. You know, what, as Kirk said, what is this presidential garbage? I'm tired of hearing it, too. I'm not interested in... I don't want him to be presidential. I want him to win. I don't care how he says something. I just want him to win. And I want him to keep winning. And I love how every time he makes a decision that somebody doesn't agree with, a Republican and the like, we're all over him like white on rice. Why? No, I mean it sincerely. Why? Have you ever been president before? Do you know what it's like? Do you have the information that he has? Probably not. That's the other thing I think, you know, before I got in office when I got elected. I knew what I was going to do. I was going to go in there, and I was going to change A, B, C, and D, and I was going to make this happen. And then I got in there, and I figured out, or I found out really fast, you're not a dictator. It ain't as easy to do things as you think it is. You've got to start building relationships. I won't say coalitions because that doesn't sound right, but you do. You build relationships. You let people know truly who you are and what you stand for. And then that's how you get things done. I didn't say you compromise. Yes, you do. You decide, to a degree, you decide what are you going to fight for, what are you not fighting for. But you don't have to fight for every little thing. You don't have to win every little argument, every little battle, every little issue. Which ones are you, what hills are you going to be willing to die on? And that's what Trump does, and it makes people crazy. They think he's compromising. He's not. How do you know that sometimes when he's putting information out there, when he's putting stories out there and telling you what he's going to do, how do you know that he's not just setting you and others up? He knows what the outcome's going to be. I think he does a lot of what he does, or quite a bit of what he does, while he's distracting you and me. He's distracting us into believing that he's going in a certain direction. He changes the whole thing. Look what he did in Syria. Everything was going to fall apart. The place was falling apart. That was it. It was over. And then it totally changed, didn't it? We found out there were still troops left behind than we did in the ISIS piece. It was just great leadership. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, here's a story out of Fantasyland. Right, here's a story. Now, we got some bad news tonight that the Democrats won a good part of Virginia, the Virginia legislature. Now, they have control of both houses and the governorship. So you can expect to see them turn into California in a relatively short period of time. Right? The homeless is going to just overrun. They'll become like, Venezuela. You watch. They're going to decide when you have power, when you don't have power. I mean, seriously, it's just nuts. That's what it's like here. We have no control anymore. People don't have any control. You know, it's funny. For the people who, the Dems who rail against the elite, the Dems keep railing against the 1%. Look at who runs California. Look at the legislators in California. They are the 1%. And the ones that come from California. Pelosi's not broke. Maxine Waters is not broke. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Gavin Newsom is a multi-billionaire. Right? Feinstein, I think she is a billionaire. How do they relate with us? How do they relate with you guys deciding what credit card to pay or how much food to put on the table? All right, hold on. Was it Kentucky could not have gone? Was it Kentucky or Virginia? Because somebody's telling me now it's not Virginia but Kentucky. I don't know. I'd check it. Really check it. Because I know there was one of the seats in Kentucky was won by a black Republican. One of the attorney general, I think it is. But anyhow, the Texas is going to show, well, they'll show California how it's done when it comes to the homeless. California won't do anything about it because they're going to consider it inhumane. Now, California's homeless problem just totally surpasses reason. There is no reason for us to have going on what we have going on with the homeless. right? And they don't handle it. California, really, they're sitting there. They're kind of frozen because they don't know what to do with it because they're afraid of being called nasty. Right? But they don't seem to be, they don't really seem to care about a solution. They just want to look like they're not bothering the homeless. You got rats all over the place in L.A., San Francisco. It's really bad. Now, Texas, on the other hand, they're going to deal with this. And they're going to deal with it hard and fast. And they're trying to address the problem. I should say they are addressing the problem before it gets totally out of control. The state agencies are now moving to clean up Austin. Now, the capital city became a magnet for the homeless. They were all over the place. And due to the laws allowing people to camp out on the streets, you couldn't do anything about it. Now, the project that starts on Monday, or I should say started on Monday, and it's going to go on every Monday morning, cleaning crews are going to show up with leaf blowers and street sweepers to clear all the debris. And to make sure they're safe while they're cleaning, the state police is going to be right alongside them. Now, there was a news crew sent out by Fox with reporter Ashi Haseen into Austin to investigate and ask questions for people on the ground. She said that they saw crews out and about, escorted by state police. They were cleaning up trash. They were using leaf blowers and street sweepers. Right? The second part, we believe, will be to pack up the folks living here as the state steps in to help them. Now, you don't help them by letting them live in the street, crap in the street, pee in the street, shoot up in the street, and throw their garbage in the street. How does that help anybody? No, really, I'd love to get somebody to the left on to tell me, how does that help anybody? The cleanup efforts will be led by the Texas Department of Transportation. That's based on instructions from Governor Abbott. Pretty much said he had it. The Department of Transportation told the local news source that the governor had instructed them to continue these cleanups on a weekly basis or until further notice. He said that these cleanups could happen more frequently than once a week if we need them to. He says they're not moving the people permanently. They must move while the underpasses are being cleaned. They must move while the streets are being cleaned. Right? If there's nobody there, they're going to hold on to personal items that they collect no more than 30 days. So if they collect cell phones and backpacks and tents and that kind of thing, they'll hold them for 30 days. All mattresses, though, will be thrown away. Now, they've posted flyers all over the place. It's not like these people don't know it's coming. And they want them, and they're telling them to go to the Austin Resource Centers for the homeless to get care that they need, whether it's medical care, pick up the stuff that they have. Salvation Army's going to be around to help them out. So think about this. Unlike California, they're going to allow these people, or they're not going to allow these people to hang out in the street 24-7. They're going to clean up. They're going to regulate it, if you would, to a degree. Then they're going to try to force them to get some help, whether it's medical help, mental help. So the people of California, not people, the legislators, because the interviews that I've seen, I haven't seen anybody say, yay, leave them alone, let them stay in the streets. You know, it's good for them. You shouldn't tell them how to live their lives. I've not seen anybody say that. Most people say, look, I feel bad for them, but you know what? You can't be in the streets. We need to be able to walk here. We need to be able to feel safe here. How do you fix that? Now, this is Governor Abbott following through on his promise to deal with the issue. And he gave the city of Austin 1 month to clean up their act, and they did nothing, which is nothing new. They did nothing. So he kicked in. He's making it happen. He's cleaning it up. You know what Governor Newsom will do? He'll look at this, laugh, and do nothing because he doesn't care. Okay, next hour we're going to talk about Epstein. First of all, we know he didn't kill himself. That's number one. But why would ABC hold a story? Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. God bless. Some of you will catch later. Others will see in a few minutes.